It's a growing number of fire-related emergencies. There are several causes for these fire-related emergencies. However, most are due to a general lack of knowledge regarding fire safety and fire prevention. This message is brought to you by the Environmental Health and Safety Department. For more information regarding fire safety and prevention, please visit our website at cmu.edu/EHS. A casual attitude towards fire safety equals casual.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth. Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body, and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They need someone to teach them what a sentence is. Subject and verb. These are all prepositional phrases. But either way, Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the copy center include black, white, and color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
So for that last chunk of music we heard, we just had Sonic Youth with Radical Adults, Lick Godhead Style, Glenn Branca, My Relationship, Asobi Sexu, their song Strawberries.
They did everything right and they
Saint... Saint Etienne, Mario's Cafe. Yeah, that was it. The last chunk of songs. Alright, this is going to be our last song tonight. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Again, this has been 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. Good night.
It made me think back and I got confused. Dreams and memories came mixed up together. I saw a black crow fly against a pink sky. In a dark place among big statues, someone called you. They were wrapped in dirty bandages. You answered them in words I didn't understand. You went to them in the shadows. This morning I'm not so hungry. Somebody told me there's people who live in their dreams. For them it's life that isn't real. I saw your skin again last night. It was clean and white. The smell was in my nose and my stomach was tight. Mr. Skaggs appeared from over the heap of the hill, and he was richer than any of us, with copper wire he found in a secret place. People said he should share it like we'd agreed, but he wouldn't. He said he'd have a bed that night. He laughed and said his belly would be full. And he shook the copper at them. They got mad and fought him. And someone picked up a stone and hit him. And then they all did. Mr. Skaggs got mashed up really bad. And his head was all over the place. I got sick then. I wish there was somewhere I could go. My arms and my legs weren't mine anymore. The worst thing was not the loss of my home. Not the loss of my money. My legs, my eyes, they were no longer mine. My sex drew back into itself, tight and dry, closed up. I could not make my thoughts. I'm scared, but there's nowhere different. They said they'll be cleaning this place out soon. Where can we go?
every Friday night at 9 p.m., but what you are about to hear is the first 2 hours of a show that originally aired on June 2nd, 2023.
Morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Mansabar. I know you love the fame you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. Priest, why I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the palace I'm used on a lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark. Thanks a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
Try to describe. is our own. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
When Mr. Davis goes shopping. He says hello to David. Charlie Watts, he gave her pop music to play squash with Ringo Starr. But that does not matter when you listen to his scented discography. And he gives me complexes because he's considered a songwriter, and I'm not, because he is considered a songwriter, and I'm not. At this time, at this time.
Holiday wrapping up that set of music from their Ready Steady Go album with Prostitutes in Town. Before that, Tahiti 80 with the song Mr. Davis, which if you heard in the lyrics, name drop Charlie Watts, drummer for the Rolling Stones, who, if he were alive today, would be celebrating his 82nd birthday. I thought I'm doing a Charlie Watts mock, but then I came up a little short on the song, so I figured I would at least throw that one in there in the set. Speaking of birthdays, Spandau Ballet, former lead singer of Spandau Ballet, was Tony Hadley, 63 years old today. Played Gold from Spandau Ballet. I have to ask, are you a fan now of the Spandau? Somehow I feel like I need to say something about Martin Landau, but let's just keep moving. The Estate Owns the Ghost Show is the name of the project that gave you She's Over It, and start off the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because my name's Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. People call me the Mockster, so my name for the next 2 to 4 hours or 4 minutes, I don't know how long you're going to listen, is Mock. Yeah, it's Friday. Now again, I always have to say this now because, you know, I do have encore presentations of this very show, which basically is a polite way of me saying it's a recorded show, but I have to do it live, and that's what I'm doing right now for those of you listening on Friday, June 2nd, 2023. This is live. I'm here. I'm in the studio. I'm breathing, which means you can give me requests. Yeah, if there's a song you want to hear and you think I might play it, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com, or call me up. You can do that. It's not a chit-chat call. It's a call up, politely say something, and then give me your request. How do you do that? You pick up your phone and dial 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. And whatever inspires you on the request. So here's a fun story. I got to tell this fun story. I did not even realize what today is outside of Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Turned on my talking box and the newscaster people were reminiscing about that tornado that hit Mount Washington. Now, for you youngsters out there, you might not remember this because today is actually the 25th anniversary of said tornado. If you heard my show a couple weeks ago, I did a celebration of my 24th, starting my 25th, but my 24th anniversary here at WRCT, which then reminded me, before I was officially doing the mock, I did a thematic block of songs very early in my career here at WRCT, commemorating the tornado that hit Mount Washington, because it had hit Mount Washington the year prior. Now, why do you care about this? You don't. And why are you still listening? Because I'm just talking. But I'm trying to segue that in to say the fun part about that story, and I can say fun now because it's 25 years later and I am still here, but I actually got hit by that tornado, believe it or not. I actually got hit by that tornado as I was driving down the backside of Green Tree Hill. That tornado literally bounced off of my car. It threw a tree on top of my car. Yes, a tree fell down on my car. I don't want to start the song yet. A tree fell down on my car. Indeed, that did happen while I was driving it. It engulfed my car. I was stuck in my car for a little bit until a person on the outside world decided to help pull me out. So I did a block of songs that were kind of related to tornadoes and, I don't know, trees falling on cars and just weird stuff like that. So almost like the precursor to the mock. So if you have a song, a suggestion about something that might be tornado-ish, I don't care. I'm just giving you inspiration. Just trying to inspire you to think of a song deep in the well of your brain and let me play it. But I do know one song I did play in that set of music. And you know what? If I dig around far enough, I will find maybe I've recorded that show on a cassette tape and I probably have it archived somewhere. That's for another time. But I do remember a couple songs that I did play in that set, and one of them was this one from a couple members of Galaxy 500. It's Damon and Naomi with their song, This Car Climbed Mount Washington.
Stars are no clothes. Thank you. Is this nice? Do you like it? Ooh, would you like me to sing you this song? It begins with a question. Ooh, I just ask one, and now I'll carry on. Of the morning with an ocean soaring over you. Loves, who you thinking of when you see the moon above you and it's the middle of the day? What will the baby be someday soon?
The light color in this room, the sunshine seeping in, doesn't mix with a blackout. Death's angel looming in. I want a piece of these brutal beatings and name callings to lose me to despair, bruised internally, eternally. Your praise, little gifts you spent your money and starved me with, didn't amount to anything. The attention I need is much more serious. A kind of weight you couldn't lift. cheap career depended on it. I need someone much more mysterious to be my mistress. To be my mistress. To be my mistress. To be my mistress.
Requests for some Red House Painters. And the song Mistress. That came over the emails. That was an electronic request. WRCTrequest@gmail.com is how that listener got their song played on the radio. And before the Red House Painters, Devendra Banhart from his Ma album that came out. I think it's his most recent release. It might have been a year or so back, but Is This Nice? H.C. McIntyre from their brand new release, Every Acre, gave us Big Love. Also played Concrete Blonde in there doing the Tommy James song Crystal Blue Persuasion. Start off the entire set with Damon and Naomi. Two-thirds of what was Galaxy 500 from their, I guess, solo, but a duet release. More sad hits with This Car Climbed Mount Washington. And if you heard me start off the set, I was just talking about how my car going down Green Tree Hill on the other side of Mount Washington 25 years ago today got hit by a tree while I was driving it, for goodness sakes. Now, here's the other wacky thing. So think about 25 years ago, your cell phone was like as big as your tennis shoe and did not have a camera. But I, the Moxster, for whatever reason, had a camera in my car. So I literally shot, like, I think two rolls of film, because I'm like, the insurance company is never going to believe this. So somewhere I have a little envelope with the negatives and the photographs in there. Probably sitting next to the cassette of the recording of that show I did 24 years ago in celebration, in ode to, in memory of my car getting hit by a tree. Hey, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. I do want to remind you that an estimated 3,000 Americans will die from foodborne illnesses each and every year. That's why it's important to always separate cutting boards for raw meat and cutting boards for vegetables. Don't use the same one. And remember this: clean, separate, cook, chill. Got that? All right. Learn more about those four steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illnesses by going to foodsafety.gov. This message brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT. Again, there are ways of reaching me, 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728 if you want to give me a call, because it is Friday, June 2nd, 2023. or email me. Like the previous request, wrctrequest@gmail.com. And the great thing about the email, you can email me if this is an encore show, because I'll get that message, and then I will hopefully try to play your request on my next show. Now, that's the challenge. The challenge is you got to be listening if you want to hear your request. Got a couple requests that have already come in, and they are going to be played fairly soon. So keep listening. Again, 412-268-WRCT.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, rolling into the night? The people so busy, makes me feel dizzy. Taxi lights shine so bright, but I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world through my window. Chilly, chilliest evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I'm so lazy, I don't want to wander. I stay at home at night, but I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world through my window. Chilliest evening time, Waterloo sunset's fine.
Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise. Waterloo sunset's fine. Waterloo sunset's fine.
Traffic control, it's me, coach class row 13. I've got the sinking feeling, is everything alright? Stare at the wing and think, it's later than I think. Look at these passengers, if there's babies I survive.
From the Silos, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT here in Pittsburgh, PA.
There's nothing to do, there's nothing to say, and everything I know I knew yesterday, until something let's go get some drugs. Let's go get some sound.
from Blast from Your Past. Ringo Starr by request with Oh My My here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, the Silos. The Silos from their Susan Across the Ocean. Just making an invitation to let's take some drugs and drive around. Also played some Jets to Brazil in that set from their second album with Air Traffic Control. And is it wrong that I actually sing that song to myself? Because you don't want to hear me sing it. I sing it to myself a lot of times when I'm in an airport or on an airplane. And I was on an airplane last week. Or it was actually this week. It was earlier this week. And I sang that song. Rhett Miller in there from his Interpreter release, Live at Largo, doing Kink's Waterloo Sunset by request. And Kelly Stoltz, who I think owes a lot to the Kinks in a lot of his songwriting from Circular Sounds, gave us Everything Begins. And that's how the set began. Everything began. I do want to remind you that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. Now, for the fortunate ones who are listening on Friday, June 2nd, you've got three more hours of this program. For those of you who are like, it's not June 2nd, well, you're listening to an encore presentation, and you have just under an hour left of the program. Now, recently I was telling you about the foodborne illnesses. Well, you know what? Nearly 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That's one in every five children. Feeding America is a nationwide network of local food banks, together sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion, that's with a B, billion meals to people in need. Now, with your help, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks can help fill the fridges of children and families who need it most. If you go to feedingamerica.org, you can find out where the local food bank is in this area or your local food bank. Maybe you're not in this area because you're listening online. Okay, I can accept that. Learn how you can actually try to help solve child hunger, because together we can solve hunger. This public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and WRCT. So an interesting little tidbit, as you might know, I do a little research before my show. Try to get inspiration for songs, you know, just in case you're not giving me requests, I got to fill the airwaves with something. And I found two separate websites that claimed that the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album was released on June 2nd, 1967. But then I found like two more that said it was May 26th. So, I mean, it could have been there was a UK release and an American release or something of that nature. So, I don't know. So I was thinking I should do a mock of Sgt. Pepper, of the album. But then I was like, if it's not the right day, that would be a little embarrassing. So, instead, I'm just going to play you a cover of the title track. This does not sound like Slim Shady, does it? Oh, yeah, it does. But it's not. It's Simple Kid. It's Viva La Mock.